Today's scripture reading comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them their ability. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Today's gospel reading comes from John, chapter 16, verses 13 through 14, when the Spirit of Truth comes. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. You may.
I would like to share with you a true story that happened many years ago during a tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California. One New Year's Day, during the Rose Parade, a beautiful float suddenly sputtered and quit. It was out of gas, out of gasoline. The whole parade was held up until someone could get a can of gas. The amusing thing was this float represented the Standard Oil Company of California with its vast oil resources. Ironically, its truck was out of gas. Running on empty would not last long. It will surely stop working at any moment, at any second. Soon it will come to an end after all. Everything will completely shut down. Well, of course, if you are running on empty, just drive to the nearest gas station to fill it up before it's out of gas. If it's too late, you have no choice but to push your car to the gas station like this guy in this photo. If the gas station is too far to push your car to get there, I guess you need to get a can of gas yourself or call someone or AAA Auto Club for help. The problem is running on empty situation or condition can happen not only to your physical body, but also to your spiritual life's well-being. For your physical body, at least some food, enough food and water can keep you from running on empty. However, if you are running on empty in your spiritual life journey, that would be a serious concern because it can negatively affect your whole being's health and faith. Being active and faithful Christian disciples, we are supposed to be powered by and sustained by the Holy Spirit constantly, if not at all times. However, if we neglect our own spiritual maintenance, then we would find ourselves running on empty and soon out of gas. Running on empty might seem to be still running and still working, but barely. It is just temporarily and almost dead. It can be dangerous and harmful to your soul and to your life. Instead, we are called to running on full by being filled with the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is God's Spirit that empowers you. Just as Jesus had promised, the Holy Spirit descended upon all believers as described in the book of Acts. Today, the Holy Spirit is still active and still dwelling in all believers in Christ Jesus. And thank God for today, Pentecost, for the Holy Spirit's coming, and for the birth of the church. Yes, we are extra blessed by God for our multiple celebrations, especially Pentecost, Heritage, and Aldersgate Sunday. Pentecost is 50th day from Easter, and it commemorates the coming of the Holy Spirit upon all the apostles of Christ and every follower of the past, present, and future. This special day also marks the birthday of the church. So, happy birthday to you. Are you going to sing happy birthday when we cut the cake today? I'm not sure. But we can sing yourself, happy birthday to us. Our special thanks to the Faith and Fellowship team for providing a birthday cake for everyone today. So please join in this special celebration and fellowship after the service. And in our United Methodist context and tradition, both Heritage Sunday and Aldersgate Sunday are to be celebrated together, commemorating John Wesley's conversion experience. As you know, John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist movement. On May 24, 1738, while listening to a reading on Aldersgate Street, London, England, John Wesley felt his heart strangely warmed, finding assurance of his salvation. We all remember Wesley's declaration, "The world is my parish." He meant and proclaimed that we, all Christians, especially as Methodists, are called to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone in the world and in everywhere across the world beyond our church boundaries. Speaking of our Aldersgate Heritage, what is the name of our choir? That's today's quiz. Aldersgate, yeah, our amazing choir is named after this Aldersgate experience as one of the most significant names from the Wesleyan heritage. Furthermore, today we are also rejoicing by welcoming our newest members through baptism and transfer. Yes, this morning we received and welcomed Navi Randava through his baptism and Vivian Lowe through the transfer of her membership. Whenever we receive and welcome our new members, we are also called to renew our baptismal covenant with God. That's why we did together this morning, and we are grateful. So as we are celebrating and commemorating all these multiple special Sundays, especially Pentecost, Heritage, Aldersgate and new members welcoming, there is one common foundation we can confirm. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It is God's power we must rely on everything, especially in terms of nurturing our spiritual life. Throughout all the epistles, Paul emphasizes that all believers should be filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. Especially in chapter 6 of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he urges all believers to put on the whole armor of God. Here is Paul's proclamation. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Please pay attention to the last verse. While all other armor parts of God are for defense purpose, it is extremely important for us to notice there is only one offensive weapon. Yes, verse 17, the sword of the Spirit. And this sword of the Holy Spirit refers to what? It's the Word of God. Yes, the letter to the Hebrews also describes that the powerful Word of God is sharper than this sword metaphor. Indeed, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joint from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The Word of God is the power of God that can transform you and your life and other people's lives as well. And it all begins with the Word of God. Yes, this definitely and clearly implies that one of the best ways to avoid running on empty in your spiritual life is to fill your heart with the Word of God. Furthermore, in the next Ephesians verse, Paul also encourages all believers to pray in the Spirit. Verse 18, pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. Yes, the Word of God and every prayer go together. And again, Apostle Paul underscores that the Word of God sprouts and shapes your faith. So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes from the Word of God, Christ. So these two means of grace and source of divine nourishment are extremely important and essential for us to sustain our spiritual life while avoiding running on empty. My sisters and brothers in Christ, in our chaotic, disruptive, and super busy lives, we all go through a series of experiences of running on empty, especially spiritually. And because of this spiritual burnout crisis and constant big and small challenges, everything else in life is being affected and being diminished and in negative and devastating ways. My friends in Christ, do not give up. Do not quit. Do not try running on empty. Instead, put on the armor of God. Especially, equip yourself with the most important and essential spiritual weapon, the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the powerful and amazing Word of God. I can highly recommend you practice one of the best ways of avoiding running on empty. Please join a Bible study group. As you are aware, we have 5 new Bible study groups that offers you different days and different times. All of these Bible study groups are being led by truly amazing, faithful, and committed leaders. If you are already enjoying this Bible study group, praise the Lord. Good job. That is wonderful. If you have not joined any group yet, please do so. It's your move. It's never too late. Especially James Heron's class on Tuesday and Richard Rajaratnam's class on Thursday are wide open, and your participation is welcome. Please contact James and Richard for more information. Throughout your Bible study participations, you will not only experience your spiritual growth by studying the Bible and by praying together, but also enjoy a group fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. My sisters and brothers in Christ, open your heart to the Holy Spirit's work. Remember, you are the people of Pentecost. Therefore, may you continue being empowered by the Holy Spirit so that you can not only avoid running on empty, but also rejoice in the Lord in all circumstances by thriving and flourishing. Thanks be to God. Amen.